Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthwakazi omuhle ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 8 kumpalakazi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abantu abanengi balokhe bengakalimi ngokoma komkhathi okulakho ukudlondlobalisa isimo sendlala ngomnyaka ozayo. Bazivusele imikhokha abasolwa abacalwa ngokugeba amathuna abantu bebe sebekhipha amathambo abafi besiya walahla ukuze bathengise amangcwaba kakutsha. Kuxwayisa ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Silazo ezemidlalo ezabantsha kanye lezokuzilibazisa. Zonke lezi ndaba ziyalandela. Ukoma komkhathi sokuphehle ukukhathazeka ebantwini abanengi abalokhe bengakalimi abathi umnyaka ozayo lawo ukhanya uza kuba lendlala emangalisayo ukwedlula eyalonyaka. Inengi alikalimi ngoba izulu line kanye kuphela endaweni ezinengi lahlela nyamalala. Indlala yalonyaka ihlasele abantu abedlula izigidi eziyisishiyangalombili 7.7 million abadinga usizo lokudla oluphuthumayo. Uhulumende uthi abantu laba bazaqhubeka bedinga ukuphathiswa ngokudla njalo ngomnyaka ozayo kuze kuyefika inyanga kaMbimbitho. Ababelimile endaweni ezinengi bathi sokuchile. Sixoxele sakhamuzi seMarinoha eKezi umnumzana Ocean Mafancube.
Kunzima kakhulu baba isimo esingapha eKezi. Izulu likaSewuli like lathi ukufefeza nje kancane kwezinye zezindawo nalabo nje abakwazileyo ukuthi belimalime ngamatherekita beqasha abanye. Kodwa ke sokuqalile ukumila kodwa ilanga liyahlangabeza liyachisa. Sikhumbule phela vele ukuthi kuona lomnyaka asizange sivune lutho ngoba izulu lade livele lingekho. Engikuqinisekisayo lami ukuthi hayi sikhangelane lenkinga enkulu kakhulu kulomnyaka ozayo 2025. Ngoba isikhathi sokuthi manje kumpalakazi sibe sesiqalile ukulima kodwa kalikho izulu. Ngikhangele le dam lakithi laphana elikhulu elisondelane lendawo yemaphisi abantu abathola khona amanzi. Seliyaphela lalo amanzi idamu elikhulu esilithembileyo endaweni engicabanga ukuthi kungumnyaka wokuqala nalo ukuthi lize liphele ngalendlela ekuyiyona khona manje.
Sizwa kuthiwa lenhlelo zokuzigebhela amadamu ngapho seliwagubhile amanengi, ungasichazisela?
Esiswaqedile ukuwaphanda mathathu endaweni eseduze-duze. Ngizabala eleMarinoha abathi ngumhlobo demu, ngibale elisesenana abathi umbikiwa demu, ngibale njalo elinye elisesenana abathi unamathe demu. Asephandiwe lawo madamu ize izifuyo zife kakhulu kuwo lomnyaka, kodwa ngibone ngathi abantu baduduzekile ngokuzwa kwami bekhuluma kuzo lezi nkundla esuke sikizo, kumbe ngithi phecelezi amalinki la asuke evuliwe ukuthi hayi sesisele izifuyo kodwa sokwenele ke manje ngoba sesize saphakama singumphakathi siziphandela amadamu okube impumelelo lokho ngingakufihli. Njalo ukuthi ngisho ngalendlela ngisho lokhu ukuthi ke nabanye mhlawumbe abakuzwayo lokhu bekwazi ukuthi endaweni zabo bekwazi ukuthi kuncediswane kuyenziwe nje intuthuko ezifana nalezo ukuze siqhubekele phambili ngoba i-government yethu ngathi idonsa izinyawo.
Umnumzana Ocean Mafancube isakhamuzi seMarinoha eKezi. Zimbabwe. Singene kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Z
Siyalambulela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kangcobe. Namhlanje sixoxa lonkosazana Samantha Sibanda, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ephathisa abakhubazekileyo e-Signs of Hope Trust. Sikhuluma ngokunanzwa kosuku lwe-International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Abatsha kumele bezwisise ukuthi ilanga elinjengaleli ngelokuba sithathe sicabangisise njengoZulu mayelana namalungelo abantu abakhubazekileyo. Ukuthi sesingaphi lapho endlala khona, siyala ukuthi sithi how far, ngenxa yokuthi kulezinye izikhathi zokuthi amalanga anjengalawa aphombuka nje ngamalanga uphombujikamazwi kule lali kungela any commitment esiyenzayo. Kumele ukuthi sicabangisise ngamalanga lawo. This year in particular besikhangela nge-leadership of persons with disabilities. So sithi how far ngokuthi abantu abanama-disabilities bebe ngabantu abathungamelayo ezigabeni zethu.
Yiziphi ezinye inhlelo ebelizi iphethe kuyona leviki liphathisa ke abakhubazekileyo?
Kuliviki sibe lemicimbi eminingi. Mina ngikwazi ukuhamba emcimbini emibili, enye kade seHopley, enye ibikobulawayo. Nxa ngikhangele kade kuyisikhathi sokubana abakhubazekileyo labo sibafundise ngamalungelo abo. Ngenxa yokuthi into ongayaziyo awungeye wayidimanda anyway, siyakwazi ukuthi vele ama-rights awaphiwe umuntu ezidlalele. Kumele abantu abakhubazekileyo bekwanise ukuzimela, becela kuhulumende izinto okumele baziphiwe. So ngezikhathi lezi kade sifundisana labantu abakhubazekileyo mayelana namalungelo abo. Amalungelo abo okuba aku-constitution, sidonate thina ama-constitution afika 8 ngapha eHarare. Njalo kade sikhuluma ngamalungelo achiyechiyeneyo, i-right to access to assistive technologies, ayiwo abancedisayo ama-wheelchair, ama-white cane. Sakhuluma nge-right to education, saphinda sabambabamba okwe-budget. Sakwazi ukuthi kule budget debate ebuya masinyazana nje sifuna ukuhlaziya nje ukuthi i-budget ibimi njani. Sithole isikhathi sokufundisana esikhulu kakhulu labantu abakhubazekileyo ukuze sibone ukuthi kungayenziwa njani ukuze amalungelo abo labo bezimele bewathole.
Bona abanye sebekhuthaza ukuthi ukuphathiswa kwabakhubazekileyo bephathiswe ngendlela ezakubapha amandla okuthi benelise ukuziphilisa kumbe ukuphila bezimele bodwa. Lokhu sibona sekuphumelele kangakanani eZimbabwe?
Iya, kusase lo msebenzi khonapho dabuka, ngoba ngibona abantu abakhubazekileyo lokho kungabantu abaphila ngokuzwelwa ngabantu. I-empowerment sibili kade ngakabe khona, sike sakuxoxaxoxa nje sisithi even ku-national budget nxa ukhangele abantu abakhubazekileyo bathola izinto ezifanana le-social security. I-social security izimali lezi eziyabe ziphuma zivela kuhulumende ku-social welfare. So lokho kungalunganga kakhulu. Most of i-budget abayitholayo yizinto okumele bezithole nxa bengafika e-social welfare. Sonke siyakwazi ukuthi i-Department of Social Welfare ngeyokuncedisa abadubekayo. So until and unless we correct into enjalo, sizabe sibona abantu abakhubazekileyo bengabantu bokuphomba ucelacela.
Kuyini elikwenzayo ukuzama ukumisa udubololo?
Sifuna ukuthi sicele ama-members of parliament esimele abantu abakhubazekileyo bekwazi ukuthola ama-loan, bekwazi ukuthola umhlabathi labo bezilimele, bekwanise ukuthola imfundo. Ama-teacher lawa nabafundisayo labo abe equipped befundise ukuthi bona bafundiswa kanjani ezikolo zabo. Sifisa ukuthi bethole lama-devices anjengama-cell phones, bethole ama-assistive devices ukuze bekwanise ukube bezihambela bodwa bezenzela izinto zabo.
Namhlanje besixoxa lonkosazana Samantha Sibanda, ongumqondisi wenhlangano ye-Signs of Hope Trust ngosuku lwe-International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Asihlanganeni nesikhathi esifana nayo neviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo noTabo Kangcobe.
Sibonge uTabo Kangcobe ngohlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Sigcina masiko wethu, owenze
usenziwe
manje. Sigcina masiko
wethu.
Kwenza masiko namuhla sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwabasolwa beHarare abane abetheswa icala lokugebha amangcwaba. Bekhiphe amathambo abantu babesebethengisa lawo mangcwaba kakutsha. Amapolisa athi vagebha amathuna angamakhulu cishe amane 380. Silencwadi kwezamasiko njalo engusiyazi umnumzana Mhabinyana Ngwenya.
Into edlilayo kakhulu leyo njalo yibuthakathi. Yena lo mkhupha engcwabeni uligebha ulesibindi bani ungamazi ukuthi babebabamkhulumela bathini abakiwe. Lawa mathambo lawa wakhipha uthi wasangaphi esindebeleni kuyazila lokho angikwazi khona lekibo ngaze ke mbakhulumele ngoba ngamasiko lamasiko
esintwini nxa kuthe kwenzakala into enjalo babungwenya kungaba lomthelela bani kulomkhokha yini
umkhokha omkhulu ngoba onabo bantu awukwazi ukuthi ukuyekwa kwabo akhulume okwathiwayo ngabe vele besenjani wena ulesibindi bani sokuyabagebha amathambo omuntu afayo ungamazi ayazila wona ukuwabona welathelwe ngubani ukuze kube njalo ngoba nxa kuthiwa kulo mntu ogejwayo amangcwaba akhe abantu bayaconjwa ngemloda ukwenzela ukuthi bengazibonakala belathelwe ukubona amathambo omuntu abangamaziyo ukuthi wafa kanjani abafa ngegugurawundi ayelatshelwa ukuthi amathambo abo naye lingatholanga loko kwakungatshoniswa naye sevundilile sesiyabekwa kutsha abantu bayelatshelwa
esintwini siyake sizwe nxa umuntu engangcwatshwanga kuhle kuyabe kuthiwa umoya wakhe uyazulazula awuhlalisekanga abantu bamathambo agejiweyo ayalahlwa lakwathengiswa amangcwaba singathi imimoya yabo ikusimo bani kathesi ngokwesintu
imimoya esihluphekile leyo nawe futhi yena lowo wakho xa uthenge ingcwaba usiyabeka umuntu engcwabeni enjini ingcwaba yindlu yomuntu yokulalo kokugcina nawe usuzamkhipha ufake owakho ukuthi uyayelala ngcono kulelo ngcwaba usubaxabanisa umoya leyani isixabana udingane endlini yami njalo ufakwe ngubani abakithi wathelile yini uhlupho lolo olunaphakade bonabo abathengalawo mangcwaba abantu abagamileyo kakhulu abathengisa lawo mangcwaba abantu abagamileyo kakhulu umlando wezinduna lezo nxa zikhona ezosiko ngosiko
yimikhoka yodwa leziqalekiso ezizabuya lapha ngokutsho kwakho
iqiniso lelo
ilungiswa ithweni manje nxa inje babungwenya
abadala bathi kona eyithi ngazikhe mkhulu kakhulu ayiziyazilikela esindebeleni kakulanhlamba inhlamba layo iyakhuluma iyatsho yikho sithi mina abadala bathi ngazile enkulu kakhulu ayiziyazekeka iyayisisekelwa nje ubone kunkulunkulu ukuthi uzayiqisa kanje abantu ingwendela leyo ingwendela sitho ingozi
kodwa nxa kuthe kwaphathwa kuhle yini abantu besintu kumbe kuyiwe kulindawo kwenzwe okwenziwayo ngeke ihlaliseke yini imimoya yabantu laba mhlawumbe lalabo akade sebengcwatshiwe emangcwabeni akudala alamathambo alahlwayo mhlawumbe labo bakhijwe kumbe ingaphathwa njani kahle kahle ngitsho languhulumende ngoba le indaba esithinta abantu abaningi ngeyomoya ibuye ibe ngenyama njalo
yikho uhulumende engakuthibi uhulumende phela okwakhe ukubusa ilizwe umlando wezinduna uhulumende umlando wezinduna wona lowo yikho ukuthi mina nxa izinduna zosiko zikhona nosiko azikubone ukuthi kungalungiswa njani ngoba labo bantu abakwanelela amangcwaba abaziwa ukuthi bavela ngaphi okungaphi kuyelajelwa kulabo bantu nabo bazakuthi ukuthi amathambo kazibanyabanyana ivele wakhiphe kuyihloleni naye besebakhulumela ukuthi hhayi achayenini labo bantu alibakwazi ukuthi ma umuntu efile ngabona silethimoyo lapho kwangcwatshwa khona amahove yikho labanamathambo nxa kwakutshaya ingungu abevuka labo uzizwe emangcwabeni betshaya ingungu pho lo osenze isikho esinjalo esingazesiye khona ukuza kuphatha kuthini kuxabanisa imimoya nawo wena umabagesi kuyesikhelini lawa ulikwamile wavula amathambo lana wafikela wathini
umnumzana mhabinyana ngwenya ngusiyazi njalo uyingcwethi kwezamasiko uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Richard Mvalelane leya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni lanamhlanje. Ngiyanibingelela nonke nina bantu bakwa Studio 7 enisikhiqizela indaba ezimnandi kangaka. Sithi uNkulunkulu azabe nani empilweni nokunye nemdeni yakini. Bebe nani. Namhlanje ngifike lapha ngiphethe incwadi yomvangeli uLuka, incwadi yomvangeli uLuka eyakuqala. Eyifundeka ke ngale ndlela ukuzalwa kukaJohane noJesu kuyamenyezelwa emihleni kaHerodi inkosi yaseJudiya kwakukhona umpristi othile ogama lakhe nguZakariya esigabeni sikaAbhiya nomkakhe ongowamadodakazi kaAroni igama lakhe nguElizabethi belungile belungile bobabili phambili kukaNkulunkulu behamba ngayo yonke imiyalelo nezimiso zenkosi bengasoleki. Siyayizwa ke inkulumo yokungasoleki kwalaba bobabili uZakariya nomkakhe uElizabeth. Bona ekuthandazeni kwabo babethandazwa bengachiyi igama elithi uNkulunkulu asinamntwana. Laze lazwakala emazulwini ukuthi bayakhala ngomntwana bobabili. uNkulunkulu wasethuma ingilosi enkulu uGabhariyeni emi phambili kwenkosi ukuthi mayihambe iyobatshela ukuthi isikhalo senu sesizwakele ezulwini. Kuyothi ke ngonyaka ozayo ngalesi sikhathi nobe ninengane. Bakuzwa ke lokho bobabili ukuthi ngonyaka ozayo bayabe benengane. Bahlala ke benjalo uma behleli benjalo njengokuba phela uZakariya wayengasakhulumi. Wayesekhuluma ngamasayini ngenxa yokuthi ingilosi enkulu yathi ikhuluma naye ivele ezulwini izomtshela izindaba ezimnandi. Wangazayithemba waze wabuza ukuthi lokhu kuyayenzakala kanjani. Kwathiwa ke lokho ke yikho kwamvalisa umlomo. Bheka ke esigodini sakibo wayekhethiwe, esigodini sakibo wayekhethiwe ukuthi isonto malingena nguye ozaqala angene alungise endlini yesonto ukuthi bonke abantu abangenayo bengene sokulungisiwe. Ngelinye ilanga lamalanga ke wangena. Uma engena babona ukuthi akasabuyi. Uma engasabuyi bakhuluma bathi ingabe namhlanje kuyenzekale kanjani. Kukhona umbono awubonayo umpristi omkhulu. Kukhona umbono awubonayo khonapha endlini ngaphakathi. Bavumelana ke kuthiwa babethandaza phela benhliziyo nye bethandaza. Beselayinini abapostoli bethandaza bethandaza bethandazela lelo langa. Kuyabongeka ke lokho kuthandaza kwabo ngokuba laba bantu babenikiwe phela ngokuthi kwakumenyezelwa ngokuthi uJohane uyobe esesayidini lobubhapathizi abe uyena omqa oqala kutwa kakekho umprofiti onamandla adlula akaJohane ngokuba uJohane wayenikwe inkosi ukuthi athandaze. Ngokusho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga abantu benkosi umthandazo ongaka nempendulo kaNkuluNkulu engaka ibuya emuntwini esemhlabeni lo muntu engumuntu othembekileyo kuthiwa esigodini sakubo babethembekile wonke umuntu ombonayo wayethi lo ungumfundisi nomfundisikazi bathembekile kuNkulunkulu ngokutsho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga abantu benkosi ake siceleleni wonke umuntu ngokuba lo muntu lo ozazalwa la uyena esingaye namhlanje owaqala kuye ukuprofita ngokuthandaza ngokubhabhatiza kuthi ubhabhatizo lonke lubuya naye ngiyabonga ngokutsho njalo wasithandazeleni bonke abantu abanenhlupheko abaphethwe izinhlupheko zabo asibathandazeleni ngokuba abanye babo bagula nje bayagula befihla bengatsheli abapostoli ukuthi bebathandazise manje ke sicela uNkulunkulu ayenza amandla abo lo mthandazo ungene kubo bezifihlile benjalo ukuthandaza ke abantu behlangene kuhle kakhulu ngoba abanye basenalo ugethi lolwana lwabo Johane nabo Petros banalo lelo gethi mabethandazela umuntu uyaphila siyanithandazela abantu benkosi philani ngaphansi komthandazo ngokutsho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga asivaleni lo mthandazo sivaleni ilanga lanamhlanje umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Christus nokudlelana nothando nomoya weyingcwele hamba nabahambayo usale nabasalayo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Uhlandla lezemidlalo namuhla sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu owake wadla ubhedu edlalela iqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Gumiso yena osehlala eSouth Africa lapho aqeqesha khona abantwana esikolo sakhe sezenguqu asivule kulelo lizwe kubika uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Abalandeli beHighlanders babembiza Gumigumi kumbe sekhulumtare ngesikhathi edlala leli qembu ngeminyaka yama-1990s. Nangu elonda imbali yakhe.
Khulela elingazalelwa eMutare, ngahamba kuSakuva Primary School from kuSakuva, ngayenzi iSecondary School Elise Gladue eMutare khona ngale. Sakhula sidlala ibhola lamaphepha estratini labanye abantwana. Ngawa le nhlahla ukuthi kunye iteam eMtare khona ngale yama juniors kuthe iCity Velos yayikhoshwa nguIan Matondo.
Ugumiso wadlala amaqembu ambalwa esakhula goqela iBoro Timbers kweRe United kanye leTanganda.
Isaba le nhlahla eMtare iteam ukuthiwa yiTanganda yafonywa and iTanganda was a well sponsored iteam. So ngabizwa khona ngale for ama trials for ama under 20 nga qualifier kwawulolo iDimutasa uWilliam Chari uNelson Bandura uArnold Tsunga uJohnson Mbaradza Ian Matondo Anthony Masunde webesa ku Rwai Simba for Distakatira just to mention a few.
Nje umdlali onamaphupho amakhulu futhi loyisa udlala iHighlanders oBlessing wasuweMtare elubhekise kontu dzathunqa ize siyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza.
I told my friends eMtare ukuthi madoda mina sengipakisha isikhwama zami sengihamba koBulawayo. Wathi weBulawayo uzenzani? Ngathi ha mina sengizojoin iBoss. Abantu bahleka including my brothers, my sisters, even abangani. Wathi how ungaya eBulawayo ukudlalela iBoss njani wena ungazake wadlalela even a PSL team eMtare. KuBoss I was never spotted. Akula umuntu angibizayo kumbe umuntu angispotayo wathi Gumiso buyizo dlalela iBoss. Ngahambela ngagibela izupho ngayehla koBulawayo.
Atheleka koBulawayo engasahlanga ngogojana uGumiso wafika waba lenhlanhla wahlangana lomunye umdlali weBoss uGift Lunga Junior bahle baba ngabangane.
So ngambuza ngathi I'm from Mutare ngibuyizo join iBoss. Wahleka wathi ubizwe mbani ngathi akula umuntu angibizayo wathi okay ubuye ngemandla siyathena eHighlanders Sports Club wakhomba wanike ama directions ukuthi uzohamba kanje kanje ngemande. We are doing a road work ngoba it was beginning of a season 98-99 season. So ngahamba on Monday ngabona uRamani. I used to see them on television or my paper or Willard Khumalo. They welcomed me. What mfana ami trainer nga trainer. That was it. Ngatsena kuboso, then I signed. The rest is the history.
Iqembu leHighlanders enqoba lathanyela inkezo zonke njalo lathatha isicoco sowayintshantshi yePremier Soccer League omahlandla amane iminyaka elandelana ngesikhathi uGumiso edlala. Sibuze uGumiso ukuthi njengoba sekule minyaka leli qembu lingasakwazi ukutshaya eziwayo kuyini okuhluphayo?
Abaningi wangikhona mina kubona kwami aba deserve point number one. They don't know ukuthi ukudlalela iBhoso how important is it, especially for our fans, our diehard supporters, eBhoso. Kwa eBhoso, without our supporters, akula niks. Who is buying? Kula maskout yini? I think this is where the whole system is going wrong. Bakati atezi kuBhoso, ungabala. Abantu ukuthi ungathi lo ole talent, lo ole talent. Uzothola ama players amalutshwane. So, sizochinja ama coach, sichinje into zonke. Sizowaloku sikhala njalo, sikhala njalo.
Empela abayakhala abalandeli beHighlanders. Nanku lalo nyaka leli qembu alitholanga sicoco ngithole sisodwa nje. Liqede emidlalo yePremier Soccer League. Lihlezi kuze ngalesithupha kungalani emhlomelo njalo phakathi kwemidlalo eyalo yonke engamachuma amathathu la 34. Linqobe kumidlalo elithumi lambili kuphela 12. IHighlanders ibe ngutshikile obhanqa njalo emidlalweni efanayo yabuya yanqotshwa umdlalo elithumi 10. Ngiyimele Studio 7 igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Namuhla sihamba leqembu leRumba elizibiza ngokuthi ngamaprofessionals last number. Lona elidabuka kondolwane esigabeni sako Zuzaphi ePlumtree. Sixoxa lomholi waleli qembu uNhlakanipho Donga.
Salibonani, salibonani kuzo zonke indawo. Angikho ngedwa, ngilo Thonas Nkomo, lo Abel Ndebele. Siqale kwakungu 2022, sakhiphe single track ngoJuly ethi yona uJesu uyiphendula emthandazo. Kwase kusithi khona ngoDisemba sakhiphe album ethi Nyama Yembongolo. Kwase kuthi last year sakhiphe album ethi Njaka Makhelwane. Le 6 months back ya sakhiphe single track sihlanganele lo munye umfowethu laphana ukuthi ngu-Aubrey ole qembu lakhe laye. Manje sesikhiphile futhi i-albhamu yethu yesithathu isihloko sasithi Igasa Likhiphi.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Abafuna ingoma, ama USB yakhona, ama CD yakhona kanye nama t-shirt lama jacket. Bese kusithi laba bafisa ukuthi nje ezitolo zabo noma emizini yabo noma amakhisimusi noma ngamungenywe sikwazi ukuthi sifise ukukhalisa kube mnandi. Inamba nazi lapha zozibiza. Eyami ithi 083-8596-92. Wezo sitega Donors lapha no baba mncane. Ithi 083-386-9804. Eka mtshana angisayifakanga lapha nekapeli kodwa ke mangu thintana lathi kona ko uyabuza sithola.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi.
Siyabonga kakhulu bakithi, sicela nje uxhaso.
kufanele mthwakazi asibe nikuhlelo lunye kusasa olivalelisayo nguntunga milinkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.